joined here on Downtown by light heavyweight UFC fighter Glover Teixeira, who'll be facing Rashad Evans in the main event of the UFC Fight Night coming up this weekend. Glover, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for having me, bro.
Well, first, let's go back in time and take me back in time to when you figured out you wanted to become a mixed martial artist. What was it watching some of the early UFC pay-per-views that made you want to become a MMA fighter?
Yeah, you know, I watch UFC. It was 2001. So, I watch old tape, a Blockbuster. I went to watch a Royce Gracie tape, you know, the first UFC, and that's why I was like, that's what I want to do. Back then, it was like, was not pay-per-view yet. I think they start late 2001 pay-per-view, but, you know, then I start like, wanted to do a mixed martial arts right away, man, after the first tape I see, and later on I met Chuck Liddell, I trained with him, you know, so, you know, I've been, since the beginning of 2002, I decided I want to be a mixed martial artist.
Well, let's talk about Chuck Liddell. In your bio, you actually list him as a hero, but he's been very influential for you in your career.
Yeah, you know, Chuck was the first guy that I trained with that was like, you know, professional and fight in the big league, UFC, you know. He was not a champion yet when I started training with him, and he became champion later. But the way he carried himself and train hard and train smart, you know, and all that stuff. I learned a lot with, you know, of course, John Hackam, his coach, you know, that was my coach at the time, too. So well, I learned a lot with those guys, you know, to see the way Chuck carried himself around the gym, you know, and out of the gym, the way he's disciplined himself and John, you know, just tell how hard we have to work. And and that was the beginning of me being like, me believing that I can be a champion one day, you know.
Of course, you come from the country of Brazil and a rich fighting tradition. But what is it like for you to go in when you step in the octagon to represent Brazil every single time?
You know, it's a great thing, man. You know, I tell people all the time. You know, of course, I was born in Brazil. My family's in there in Brazil. The big crowd in Brazil watching and cheering for me. That's a great thing. But things like I have to thank a lot of America for the opportunity, too, because after I come here to the United States, that's when I started mixed martial arts because, you know, the situation that I live in Brazil, where I was living in Brazil, I was growing up in a farm far away from pretty much everything. We didn't have no gyms around or anything, so I'm always watching those movies, Bruce Lee and Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, and I wanted to fight. I wanted to learn martial arts, but I couldn't because, you know, I was living far away from everything pretty much. So so I think, you know, America to give me the opportunity. I come over here and gyms was all over the place, and I was like, yeah, you know, this is great. And of course, later on, 2004, you know, John Hackam and give him the opportunity to train with them. It's an incredible feeling, you know, going over there and represent the whole country, and the whole country is like, is rooting for you, and, you know, it's incredible, man, especially like fighting a main event like that.
We're talking with UFC fighter Glover Teixeira, who will be facing Rashad Evans this weekend for UFC Fight Night. Now, I was noticing on your Twitter that you were tweeting about how great it would be if you could ever fight in Madison Square Garden. And, of course, that's coming closer and closer to becoming a reality. But what would that mean for you to be able to fight in the most famous arena in the world?
Well, it's like one of the things is like, you know, I live in Danbury, Connecticut. We're about like 40, I mean, pretty much 1 hour away, you know. And we have a big, big Brazilian community there. My friends, they're like, for a long time friends, like when I was a kid, a lot of people live there, you know. I have a family there. I've been living in Danbury for, like, I moved there, I was 99. I live in California for a few years, but, you know, I have a big support in Danbury, and it'll be great to fight there, you know, to fight Madison Square Garden because of the support I'll have there, you know.
Well, your opponent coming up is Rashad Evans, a very well-known and very respected fighter in the UFC. What are you doing to prepare for his skill set?
You know, I'm doing what I always do, man. You know, I train, like I say, when I start training martial arts, I already start in MMA. You know, I didn't have like a karate or boxing or jiu-jitsu background. I just start MMA, and I train everything. I train wrestling, I train jiu-jitsu, I train boxing, I train kickboxing. So I train everything from the beginning. So I think I feel like I'm ready everywhere, and Rashad is a very complete fighter as well. He's more as a wrestler, and but he got a tremendous power in his hand and speed. So, you know, I prepare the way I always prepare, keep pushing the pace and trying to finish this fight as quick as possible.
How would you assess the light heavyweight ranks right now? A lot of flux going on there, some dropouts of a title fight, an interim fight coming up. How would you assess the division as a whole?
Yeah, this is a question. A lot of people have been asking us, man. You know, I've been answering this question all day long today because I think everybody wants to know, too, what's going on with the division because all the situation happened. But I don't know. I don't know. My question, my answer is like, I don't know. I wanna keep fighting, keep working, and like, you know, John's gonna fight coming up, and of course, if he wins, whatever the winner, that fight's gonna fight Cormier because it's an interim belt. So it's tough to think about. You just kind of gotta think like keep fighting and not think about it too much.
Though, if you do win against Evans, do you feel like you're deserved a title shot after that Jones or Ovince St. Preux match against Cormier?
You know, like I say, man, I will win, and but like if I deserve a title shot, yes, you know, because you're right there. But like, it's probably like not gonna happen because all the situation that's going on. But you never know. You never know what's going on. Look, Ovince St. Preux is fighting now for interim belt, and he have the chance of have knocked someone out and then fight for the title. You never know what's going on in the division. You just got to stay ready and wait for the opportunity, you know?
Do you have a prediction for your fight on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm going to have my arm raised in the end of the fight. I don't know how, I don't know when, but it's not going to go by decision.
Much like many of your fights, a knockout and submission artist, Glover Teixeira will be fighting Rashad Evans coming up for UFC Fight Night this weekend. Thank you very much for your time, and we're going to be pulling for you. You're a New England guy, so we wish you the best of luck.
No, thank you, man. Appreciate it.